you can turn to Psalm 119, looking at the verse 17 to 24. Psalm 119, 17 to 24. Start by reading it. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. So today I'd like to look at the sojourner's need for God's word under 2 points. First, just a look at the sojourner. And then the second point, just open my eyes. You'll see the sojourner explains that. So first, as a sojourner ourselves, we need his commandments and his word more than ever. Here, verse 19, we see, I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. We can think here of a sojourner like Daniel in Babylon, taken in his youth to a strange land with strangers, and only, or we know of only 3 or 4 close friends. But the sojourner needs God's word for 2 main reasons: for grounding and for hope. For grounding, because the sojourner doesn't have a lasting place here or a lasting home at all. And without, or thinking of Daniel again, without God's word and God's laws that he loves, he doesn't have a sense of identity or a root idea of who he is or where he's come from, and also he'll forget where he's going if he loses that. He'll forget that he is he's not from Babylon, he's from Israel, and he's on his way back to his homeland. So for grounding and also for hope, the sojourner needs his word for hope. As he's mistreated by those who do have this country as their home, here in, as a sojourner here in a far country, he's just one out of many. He's not even a citizen. He doesn't have any rights, and he can't appeal to the country's system of justice at all, because he has no rights, and the justice that they have will be corrupt because their laws are corrupt. So he needs to know the laws of his homeland. Otherwise, this false justice will be overbearing to him. And I think we see that in verse 22. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. The false scorn and contempt, like against Daniel, it was just completely false. Without that, the scorn and contempt will be overbearing. If the sojourner doesn't keep God's word at hand, and those are the laws of his home country, if he doesn't keep that close at hand and close to his mind and close in his affections, then that scorn and contempt will be overbearing on him, and their false judgments will stick to his conscience and will weigh him down. Being judged by a different standard, the sojourner will look cruel or at the very least misguided. But because the sojourner knows the laws of his homeland and and the God who gave those laws, he can say, take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. He can say, let their false judgments not stick to me. And he can look to God and ask him to please preserve me and keep me from sin. And so preserve me and protect me and just my daily walk so that I might have a clean conscience before you. And that, like Daniel, they'll have to make up a new law out of whole cloth because he was found blameless. And the sojourner can pray, please help me live before you, standing or falling, only before you. And please fear me from the fear of man, but give me more loving fear of you, being freed from that fear of man's judgment by man's law, by living as God's creature under his law. So here's a look at the sojourner, and in light of all of those, all the sojourner's needs, we then see this same sojourner ask in verse 18, open my eyes, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. We see he's looking to God to do the opening. We can't do it ourselves. And it's also in regard to God's word, that he may behold wondrous things out of your law. Without God opening our eyes, we will not be able to profit from his word in the least. Other than maybe just a historical look at things. Also, verse 17, deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. So the sojourner is asking for God to deal bountifully because God has already delivered us from being dead in the world and being satisfied with sinful things that will pass away, even fleshly things that will be completely gone in even 70 years. Not even take into account eternity. And he's given us new life in Christ. Being hidden in Christ, he now sees us only as we truly are, which is in Christ. Because we've already, the sojourner has already benefited so much, he now asks to deal bountifully, that God would deal bountifully with him. To give us his grace that we may live and keep his word. Asking for God to graciously enable us that we may live and keep his word. We need an ever-increasing amount of merciful grace from God. And the sojourner also, in verse 20, my soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. To do this, we need to be changed by God because we don't have this even close at all, naturally. To have this longing for his word and his law, which reveals his character and the way he has revealed himself to us. So he prays, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. And the sojourner, in light of his needs, also prays, or he also says in verse 24, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. God needs to work in us by his Spirit if we're going to understand anything in his word at all, much less to delight in it. We need God to apply it to us, this word, to our hearts. He is the only one who can change our affections and our desires. We need him to do this work in us, otherwise we're just reading lines on a page, and And most of all, not just understanding, but we need him to make his testimonies my delight. So as we see all these things that the sojourner is trying to do, and as we try to do, we will fail. And we fail, verse 23, to meditate on the statutes, 24, to delight in his testimonies, in verse 20, not being consumed with longing for his rules at all times. But as we fail, we need to then turn to rest in Christ, who did these things, who did make God's testimonies his delight, who meditated on his statutes, and who never wandered from his commandments. Resting in Christ then, and being hidden in Christ, with his perfection of life counted as our own, we're then wondrously free to live and keep your word out of love for God. So in summary, we need God's word as a sojourner for our both for our grounding and our hope in life, as we're being compared to the world's false law. And we also need God to open our eyes as we come to his word, asking him to please teach us himself and to give us love for his word.